2021, 6:30 p.m. So, well, call to order and roll call. So, can you do the roll call?
Sure thing. Member Barnich?
Here.
Member Anna Miller? Member Scott Newton? Vice Chair Shirley Gibson?
Here.
Member Hageman?
Here.
Member Talley?
Here.
And at large member Riley?
Present.
And so we have a quorum.
That might have been a question, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Yes, we do have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So next, we have public comment for the public that for things that are not on the agenda for tonight. Is there any public comment?
Doesn't look like anybody else is on the line besides us.
Okay, we'll move along. So next we have the approval of meeting minutes. Does anyone have any changes to the minutes? Okay, if there are no changes, does somebody want to make a motion?
So moved. It's Brad.
And is there a second?
This is Kristen. I second that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Does that need to be roll call?
Yeah, I believe it does.
Okay, can you do the roll call, please?
Sure thing. Member Barnich?
Yes.
Member Miller? Member Newton? Member Gibson?
Yes.
Member Hageman?
Aye.
Member Talley?
Yes.
Member Riley?
Yes.
Okay, that takes care of the minutes. So next we have operations report. First we have water plant operations, reservoir storage, and downstream releases. Is there a presentation on that?
Yeah, so Jenny is on the line. She's going to give you guys the update.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, everyone. So for today, the lake elevation is at 470.36. Storage is at 15,543.3 acre feet. Capacity is at 31%. Rainfall to date is at 0.04 inches. Plant production is currently at 1.9 MGD. State water production is at 2.64 MGD. And downstream release is at 3.95 MGD. Any questions on those numbers? Okay, thank you.
Was the rainfall zero or was it 0.0 something? I didn't hear that, sorry.
I apologize. Rainfall is at 0.04 inches. We got a little bit of some rain a few months ago and got a little bit of that. So there was some.
Okay. Thank you for that report. And hold on 1 second. And so next we have the projected reservoir levels. Attachment 2, is there a presentation on that?
So I can just speak to this for you guys real quick. So yeah, currently okay. You guys can see in for Jenny's comments about that we're just above 15,000 acre feet currently. The TAC did approve moving forward with voluntary entitlement reductions until we hit the 15,000 acre foot trigger. So I think as we spoke at the last time, the board did approve the LRP back on August 24th to enact the LRRP. So therefore it would start once we hit the 15,000 acre foot trigger. However, the TAC did agree that we should start conserving as soon as possible. So we started voluntary entitlement reduction. So the next sheet I can bring up. So, and I think something important about this too is that we've looked at some projections and we're thinking somewhere around June, July, that we'd probably be down to the 10,000 acre foot mark if we don't see any appreciable rainfall this next winter season. So.
Any questions? Okay, then we'll move to fourth quarter budget status.
Real quick before we move on, I just wanted to show you guys the monthly operations report. I've got that up on the screen right now, Shirley. So you'll see on the Lopez entitlements that we've made the adjustment for the 10% reduction in the entitlements, just like we did in the past for the LRRP. And I did send out an email to the TAC members that, you know, the county will not voluntarily just make a 10% reduction in flow to turnouts. It is at each agency's request. You know, it's not my responsibility to tell you how to handle your water. So I've made the adjustments. You can see what your entitlement is. You can see, you know, how much you've used to date, and then you'll just have to make your request to the plant as we move forward if you want to see reductions. So.
David, just a question from Brian. Yeah. I'm assuming that this was something that's been discussed at the TAC, because I mean that's where this is happening. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now we'll move to June and July. July and August monthly operations report.
So that was the operations reports, Shirley.
I'm sorry.
Not a problem. We're moving on to item five now.
Okay. My screen is cracked too, so I have a very good phone. Okay, so information items, and we'll talk about the draft of the cloud seeding board letter.
So I just wanted to bring this to your guys' attention that the TAC did approve moving forward with a third year of cloud seeding. The only change that you'll see between this board letter compared to last year's board letter is the budgetary amount. I believe last year's one was at $310,000, and now we're at $285,000. As you guys might remember, we did have an air-based program in the very beginning. Now we have two ground-based sites that we're using. So that's what we used last year, and that's what we'll use this year as well. And this item will be going to the Board of Supervisors on November 2nd.
Is this an action item?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Is this just a file and receive, or do we need to?
We can, you can file and receive this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not an action item, Brian, because the original contract was a three-year contract with like an option to renew each year. And it gave the Public Works Director the ability to approve the subsequent contract each year, if and when the TAC and advisory committee approved moving forward with it. So I guess maybe it is an action item then, huh?
Well, if it is, I'll move approval then.
Okay,
is there a second?
Yeah, careful.
is there a second?
I'll second. This is Brad.
Okay, so we have a first and a motion and a second. Do we want to do roll call?
Sure thing. Please. I'll do that. Yep. Member Barnidge?
Yes.
Member Miller? Member Newton? Member Gibson?
Yes.
Member Hageman?
Yes.
Member Talley?
Yes.
Member Riley?
Yes.
Thank you for that. So we'll move to fourth quarter budget status.
Good evening. Jenny Morgan, County Public Works Finance Department. You will see an attachment 5. It's the fourth quarter budget status report for fiscal year ending 2021. This report covers July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2021. At the end of the fourth quarter, total expenses were actually 102% of the annual budget. You'll also see the three graphs illustrating the budget versus the actual expenses. The first graph displays routine O&M. And as I mentioned, those expenses were 102% of the budget, or approximately $63,000 overspent. The second graph displays the non-routine O&M. At the end of June, expenses were 20% of the budget, leaving approximately $656,000. The bulk of the remaining budget is for the Lopez Water Rights HCP effort and the cloud seeding program. This unspent budget for most of these efforts in this category will be carried forward into next year to allow for continuation of work. And the third graph displays capital outlay. At the end of the fourth quarter, expenses were only 14% of the budget, leaving approximately $240,000. Again, unspent budget will be carried forward into next year to continue the projects. All agencies are current on their payments, and the estimated underbilling will be allocated to the agencies and mailed along with the second installment of the fiscal year 21-22 billings that are due January 1st, 2022. This concludes my report, and are there any questions?
Okay, if there are no questions, we'll move on to capital projects update, and this would be a bi-monthly update.
All right, so at the time of producing this for you guys, there was no change on the Tesla battery storage, but there has subsequently been a change on this one. They did start construction at the Lopez Water Treatment Plant on the Tesla battery storage project, and that, I believe, started on Monday. So I haven't gotten an update as to how far along they are, but I know that they were going to start, you know, digging, putting in conduits, and, you know, pouring pads for the batteries. So the spillway assessment and investigation up at the main dam, there is no change currently. We are working on an RFP to put out the bid for the somewhat of a non-destructive destructive testing that DSOD was requiring. So so that'll be coming out in the next couple of months. The geotechnical testing and seismic alternative study of the terminal reservoir dam. The Board of Supervisors approved GEI's contract on the 14th. I don't know if you guys were remember this from the past, but that was going to be a task order contract with GEI for doing geotechnical work and quantifying what our seismic risk is and stability of the terminal dam. The fault zone risk assessment of the left abutment. Rizzo Engineering is doing that site assessment. They also did some geology assessments a few years back, and so they are currently performing their draft report for the risk assessment up there. No safety upgrade changes. We're still trying to get some lifeline type equipment inside the membrane building and haven't been too successful at getting a consultant to give us a decent quote. The cathodic protection projects, the consultant has performed a site visit and staff has been working with them to install additional test stations to make their assessments more fruitful, and then that'll help us kind of guide the way for our for the anode ground bed and rectifier replacement. The building, this one's been kind of a pain. We're putting that out and once again. We've had two potential bidders that just the vendors just didn't work out. One couldn't sell stuff in California and the other one had some pricing issues. So now we're putting the whole thing back out to bid. The CO2 injection system, our bids came in pretty high. Equipment and materials are just really high right now. We're making adjustments to the equipment at this time to go from maybe a dual train to a single train. It was more of a redundancy issue. So now that we're seeing how high the quotes came back, we're making some changes to hopefully adjust that scope and have the consultant rebid it. Unbudgeted O&M projects currently, we're still trying to figure out the best way to repair the curtain wall at the sludge bed at the treatment facility. Quotes on that one were very high. We're trying to determine whether pressure grouting or dig and pour a new wall or what our options are down there to really replace it. We might even just, we're thinking about getting some quotes to have the, to put a new liner in there, just a clay liner. So, and this didn't get updated, this last item, but the leak at the main dam has been completed. And that was on the outlet works piping inside the control building at the base of the dam. Includes the projects update if anybody has any questions.
Hey, Dave, this is Brett. How high did the CO2 injection system come in?
We're sitting somewhere about $150,000 under budget. So it came in somewhere around like the, if I recall, it's somewhere between 320 and 350.
Could you talk a little bit more about the CO2 injection project? Somehow I've forgotten what that really is.
So we get this seasonal issue with the pH of the water starts to creep up, and when we see that water creep up, we are start to get scaling throughout the plant to like a significant layer of scaling to the point where we actually have to take equipment offline, soak it in citric acid to get the scaling off. It became very problemsome in our pumps and our strainers and things like that. And so we subsequently have been injecting mineral acid, which is just hydrochloric acid, into the system to lower the pH, and that's been controlling it. However, we're sitting down there with a bulk storage tank of 4,500 gallons of hydrochloric acid on site that no one really feels is safe and doesn't like working with it when we have to do chemical change outs. And so that's kind of where the CO2 injection system came in, is that we can create carbonic acid with CO2 and lower the pH that way. And it's a much safer way of doing it.
Okay, I get that. And then to Brad's question about the budget, I mean, at first, you said that it was under budget. It sounds like it was $120,000 or $30,000 over budget.
Oh, did I say under budget earlier?
Well, maybe I missed
it. I definitely meant over budget. So the quotes came over budget, yeah. So I apologize.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, if there are no further questions, it looks like we do not have any action items. And are there future agenda items? No future agenda items?
Oh, well, this is Brad. I would say we will want to keep apprised of the Lopez contract changes. I don't know if that's kind of a standing item. There hasn't been a lot of action on that, but that's a standing item at the TAC meeting, I think. Correct, Dave?
It is. I can have, maybe I'll have Dan Heimel come speak at the next one for where we're at on that. So
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll have the CEQA document done. It's been languishing.
Yeah, it's I can give a little update on that, which was I know environmental is still reviewing it, but we're really close to like finalizing all the comments that everyone had with it. I think a draft will be coming out shortly. So I'll put that on the future agenda item to either have Dan Heimel come speak to it or somebody else about where we're at on the contract changes.
Okay. So I guess we'll move to committee member comments. Anybody have any comments? Okay. So it looks like our next meeting is November 18th. And I guess unless there's something further, anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion. So moved. Oops, sorry, Brian.
Okay. I think we're good then. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Say good night, Jim. Oh, he's out.
Yeah, he popped in just momentarily, like a goat. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.